The Mountain Is You dives deep into the concept of self-sabotage, revealing how our unconscious needs and coping mechanisms play a role in this destructive behavior. The author emphasizes the impact of irrational fears and negative associations, which ultimately lead to resistance and discomfort. However, the key to conquering self-sabotage lies in altering limiting belief systems and embracing discomfort, crucial steps towards creating long-lasting change. This chapter brilliantly examines the numerous factors that contribute to self-sabotage, urging readers to confront their personal situations and carve a path towards transformation. Key takeaway: self-sabotage is often a result of unconscious needs and coping mechanisms that fulfill those needs. Carl Jung's experience of developing neurosis and fainting spells can serve as a prime illustration of how self-sabotage can stem from unconscious needs. In Jung's case, his unconscious longing to evade an unpleasant school environment was inadvertently satisfied through his own self-destructive actions. Key takeaway: self-sabotage can stem from irrational fears and negative associations, leading to resistance and discomfort. The fear of being a passenger in a car is a vivid example of how irrational fears can result in behaviors that harm oneself. What drives this fear could be a fear of losing control or a fear of progressing forward, both of which might serve as underlying factors that contribute to this irrational behavior. Consequently, this fear generates resistance and discomfort, compelling the individual to avoid or sabotage any situation that involves riding in a car. Key takeaway: changing limiting belief systems and embracing discomfort are vital steps in overcoming self-sabotage and achieving lasting change in life. Revising the content to make it more readable: changing limiting belief systems involves challenging and replacing pre-existing negative and false beliefs. By recognizing and questioning these beliefs, individuals can overcome self-sabotage. For instance, challenging the notion that all wealthy individuals are terrible allows for a more positive and empowering mindset towards financial stability. Embracing discomfort is also crucial, as it requires individuals to step outside their comfort zones in order to achieve lasting change and overcome self-sabotage. In the book, The Mountain Is You, there is a section called "There's No Such Thing as Self-Sabotage" that explores the idea of self-sabotage stemming from unmet needs and desires. The author introduces the concept of subconscious commitments and core needs, which helps readers understand why they engage in self-destructive behaviors and provides guidance on how to overcome them. Overcoming self-sabotage involves facing repressed emotions, pushing through discomfort to take action, and separating action from feelings. By acknowledging and addressing these patterns, readers can develop constructive habits and align their actions with the identity they want to achieve. Key takeaway: self-sabotage is often a result of habits and behaviors that are intelligently designed by our subconscious to meet unfulfilled needs or desires. The book highlights a common form of self-sabotage, which is our fear of facing unpleasant emotions. According to the author, when we stop engaging in self-destructive behavior, suppressed emotions that we may not have even realized were there begin to resurface. This fear of experiencing uncomfortable emotions can hinder our progress and prevent us from making positive changes in our lives. It is a clever defense mechanism that our subconscious employs to shield us from potential discomfort. However, if we acknowledge and comprehend this fear, we can conquer self-sabotage and confront these suppressed emotions. This, in turn, can lead to personal growth and fulfillment. Key takeaway: identifying our subconscious commitments and core needs can help us understand why we engage in self-sabotaging behaviors and how to overcome them. The book gives another example that focuses on the idea of core commitments and core needs. It suggests that our self-destructive actions often come from deep-rooted subconscious commitments, which are our main goals or desires in life. These commitments are what we truly want above all else, even if we don't consciously realize it. By recognizing our core commitments and uncovering the core needs that drive them, we can better understand why we engage in self-destructive behaviors. This understanding allows us to find healthier ways to meet these needs and ultimately conquer self-sabotage. Key takeaway: overcoming self-sabotage requires confronting repressed emotions, taking action despite discomfort, and disconnecting action from feeling in order to restructure our comfort zones. The book highlights the significance of separating our actions from our emotions in order to overcome self-sabotage. According to the author, our feelings are naturally inclined to seek comfort and safety, making it difficult for us to take the necessary steps towards positive change. However, By employing logical reasoning to guide our actions instead of solely relying on emotions, we can surpass this initial reluctance and push through despite any discomfort. This conscious effort to detach action from feeling enables us to redefine our comfort zones and gradually develop a preference for behaviors that benefit us, ultimately leading to personal growth and success.